Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Do you want to continue to be one of those uninformed voters? Uninformed people in this world, then change the channel because they're going to give you information you can work with.
They got human excrement running all around the place.
Your home smells of feces.
Yes.
People peeing in the street.
Ooh, do you smell something?
Needles in the streets.
These are not tears. We are vomiting from our eyes.
And yet, what they're worried about? The words you use to call criminals. Because there's a certain stigma they don't want criminals to have to deal with.
Could we talk about something else?
I'm going to give you information that's going to make you have to make a decision, have to do something about what's going on in this country.
Something resembling anything.
If you want to get involved in the conversation, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Check out my classic podcast. There's so much going on the website, but do something. Get involved.
The Joe Messina Show.
Welcome back to another session of Sanity right here on the Joe Messina Show. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Look, get involved, get engaged, be part of the solution. You hear me say it all the time. There's nothing new. I know, I sound like a broken record, right? Why do you think I do that? Because I need your help. I need you to step up and do the right thing. And it's funny because just talking to a group of people as I want to get more involved in not school politics necessarily, but you know, stepping up and protecting your children, that kind of thing. And you know, we get to the point now, or we're at the point now, where we really truly need you to step up and show up. Get with your friends. Show up at the board meetings, at the city council, whatever it is that you want to get involved with. Show up to those meetings and be informed, get engaged, and make sure you have a clue. In all sincerity, I'm not trying to be funny, and I mean it sincerely. Get with a group of friends, right? Show up. Take on your topic, whatever that topic is. Don't be yelling at the board, calling them all kinds of crappy names. Okay? And that's the way to do it. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. I mean, seriously. I so much appreciate the time you spend with me. All right, a lot of crazy stuff going on right now. They're already getting reports. Not coming from me. It's not coming from right-wing wactoids. Yeah, so those Dominion machines, it may be a problem. I don't know. We'll see. So Lee Valley News has reported several voting machines in multiple districts across Northampton County are down due to votes getting flipped and not recorded properly. Somebody didn't update those machines. That's out in Pennsylvania, by the way. The voting machines only flipped votes in the retention race between Judge Jack Pinella and Judge Victor Stabile for the Superior Court. Well, that ought to be fun. In a press release, the Northampton County Elections Office stated, it appears, it looked like, oh my God, when a voter selects a yes or no for one of the candidates for retention to the Pennsylvania Superior Court, the selection is recorded on the paper ballot and on the machine for the other candidate. Uh-oh. God. Statement continued, the issue is limited to retention of Superior Court judge and is only an issue when recording the votes for when a voter selects a yes for one candidate and no for another one. It's still a problem. This is the how does this stuff not get checked ahead of time? Just asking. Right? I mean, you would think knowing how much to be, and there's only one excuse for this. They know they're going to get away with it. I'm just saying. We're so used to it now. We kind of shrug our shoulders and go, yeah, all right, I can see that happen. But you shouldn't. Don't settle. Otherwise, they win. They win without a fight. Don't settle. Make a big deal out of it. Videotape the thing, switching the vote. Do whatever you got to do to show that it's not working right. It's very infuriating when, you know, again, they're trying to make it so you so much don't believe in the process anymore that you won't even go vote. Really that simple. And that you really don't need a degree to figure this one out. Well, they're making a big deal out of the fact that the pro-Trump Republican Daniel Cameron lost his governor's race in Kentucky. You know, the gullible voters, they recorded Democrats' racist lies to give leftist incumbent Andy Beshear 4 more years. You know, it's hilarious, again. He's right. Gullible, if you look at the advertisements, you look at what was happening. When are people going to start doing their own homework? When are people going to start stepping up? What is it going to take for them? Is it going to take somebody walking down the street, taking their guns away, walking down the street? Well, look at, come to California. They're pretty much already headed down that road. Just crazy. By the way, I don't know whether they're saying that Andy Beshear won. You know, you could have a 3 o'clock in the morning drop, you know. Just never know. And they're claiming that part of it is that, you know, if Trump didn't get involved, he might have won. No, I don't believe that for a second. You know, but the Democrats ran. Yeah, this is what I love. Daniel, for those of you who don't know, Daniel Cameron is black. So now what they do when you have a black conservative, what they're going to do now is they're going to run ads against you, call you an Uncle Tom, which is exactly what they did here. They called him a sellout, Uncle Remus, because he's a Republican and a conservative. Joe Messina, your host, a lot more after the break.
Funny, because I'm in the witness protection program. I have too much credit card debt, and I don't want people to find me.
Okay, I'm just kidding. We're going to talk about credit card debt. Right, those plastic things that we all have in our wallet. Are you in your 50s or 60s, and you're still carrying around a mound of credit card debt? Wouldn't it be nice to start banking that money and save a little money for retirement down the road? We help people restructure their credit card debt all the time. We show people how they can get out of credit card debt in months, not years. Listen, you'll be carrying around credit card debt for the rest of your life unless you deal with it right now. We offer a free consultation so you can learn how you can finally wipe out your credit card debt and start saving money. Give us a free call right now.
Call Debt Solutions Network now. Call 800-504-8356. 800-504-8356. That's 800-504-8356.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national health care alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical.
800-876-4024. 800-876-4024. 800-876-4024. That's 800-876-4024.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Everyone around me seems to get sick but me. My brother got the flu twice. My mother was down with some sort of fever. People at work were taking sick days off, and others were just plain tired and run down. And me? Well, I just keep feeling great all the time with Extendovite. My grandfather used to talk about the power of garlic and other herbs he took that kept him healthy. I'm lucky. Extendovite was just what I needed to keep me healthy, and Extendovite is all natural. Extendovite was designed for the heart but does so much more by keeping me healthy all the time. I'll take Extendovite forever. Get your 2-month supply for only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. My name is Rick, and you can be like me just by calling 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
A lot can happen in 6 seconds. A rodeo ride, a dramatic basketball win, and the world record holder can solve a Rubik's Cube. 6 seconds is how long it takes for an 18-wheeler traveling at a safe speed to come to a complete stop. And in those 6 seconds, that truck will travel the length of 2 football fields. So please, give them room. Never cut in front of a large truck for any reason. Our roads, our responsibility. Learn more at sharetheroadsafely.gov.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com. What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Stop spouting the silly scientific gibberish. Just translate the foregoing into simple English, if you please.
We are back. Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Get involved, get engaged, truly be part of the conversation, part of the solution, actually. You know, I keep saying part of the conversation, but part of the solution. All right, back at it again. You know, who would think? I talked about it earlier. Now they have, you know, they have problems with voting machines in Pennsylvania. Just amazing. And when do we start checking these machines out ahead of time, and or just go to paper ballots, get it over with? Anyhow, in Kentucky, the voters fell for it again. Yeah, I'm sorry, guys. But all those racist advertisements and such and comments made, and this is a black man. You would have had a chance. I know how everybody loves this stuff, but you would have had a chance to elect the first African-American governor of Kentucky. But I don't know. How did they get you to buy in all these lies? You got to explain how Kentucky Republicans could vote in the GOP, Attorney General, GOP Secretary of State by 17 to 22% and then vote for a Democrat governor. It makes no sense. Are people that swayed? I got to ask the question. I mean, really, have we not figured out yet they're lying to us on a regular basis? I mean, how does that happen? No, really, in all sincerity, I would love, somebody from Kentucky to call a Republican, maybe who didn't vote for this guy. Maybe just left it blank because they didn't know what to do, which is ridiculous. I always say the same thing. When you leave it blank, when you don't vote, you vote for the other guy. Think about it. Lay it out in your head. Right? Because every vote that you cast, in essence, to a degree, pulls a vote from the other guy. So if you don't vote, you're allowing him to keep the vote. That's what's crazy. Joe Biden did it again. You can't see it because it's on video, obviously. But the man, you could tell there's something wrong with him. Right? He's touring a science lab and seeing the demonstration. And at some point just starts to walk off. Like his brain shut down and said, we're out of here. So Joe Biden, on Tuesday, he toured the science demonstrations of the showroom in D.C. Now, this is his only appearance for the day. The guy who campaigned on, I'll go out and do 50 push-ups against your one or something, he got no energy. Trump was right. Low energy, lazy, whatever. And he was only at the event for 40 minutes. What did he do the rest of the day? There's nothing else on the calendar. At one point, Joe Biden was asked by a reporter about his conversations with Israel Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu. Right? What does he return? He looks at the reporter and he says, sir, did you ask Bibi for a 3-day pause? Biden looked at him and replied, heat pumps? Plus, yeah, I can see it now. They were worried about Trump pressing the button. They were worried about Trump starting a war. You have more unrest, more violence, more killing going on under this bozo. Yeah, I'm sorry. You cannot. If they don't respect the chair of the president, if they don't respect the position of president, why should I? No, really, why should I? I'm not going to do what they do. But why should I? He is suffering from something, some kind of mental illness. You can see it in his face. If you're a guy like me that's been around, that has lived with / been around two or three people suffering from dementia or Alzheimer's, you know what it looks like. You don't have to be a medical doctor for this. The guy has stopped several times. Can't answer the question coherently. Turns around and starts walking away in a different direction. Walks in the walls. Goes to grab phony doors that he knows are phony because he's there. I mean, they have to dress somebody up in a rabbit's outfit to tell him what direction to head in. Does this sound like the guy you want protecting you? And I love these reporters on the street right now showing the bias, showing the dangerous ideology that the left has. Very dangerous. When these people are out in the street, they have to go, would you vote for, this time around, would you vote for Biden and Joe? Vote for Biden. Why? Well, because I don't like Trump. But you just said you didn't like what was going on in the economy. You didn't like all the unrest in the Middle East. And I'm sorry, I'm missing something here. Right? They have created such a hatred. They have built so much on hatred that it will be tough to win some of these elections. And he's going to have to say, Trump's going to have to start staying on what's going on and how it gets fixed. We got it. You lost. You were screwed. You were whatever. We got it. Move on. Move on and tell us how you're going to turn this around. That's really what I want. And then you get the White House entry. I mean, none of those people, unless you guys want to send me a link, I haven't heard of any. None of the people who attacked the White House the other day have been arrested that I know of. Right? You had guards that were afraid. Truly should have been afraid. You had the mobs attacking the White House. They painted, they I don't know if they spray painted or used a brush, whatever. Right? They smeared like a red blood-looking paint all over everything. They're accusing Biden of genocide for supporting Israel and, you know, giving them arms and what have you. Now, according to photos that we saw just today and videos posted today, it's still there. Nobody's gone to take it down. And the damage is similar to what the BLM rioters did when they tried to storm the White House in late May, early June of 2020 after the death of George Floyd. What happened? Anything happened? On January 6th, my God, those insurrectionists. This is amazing. ABC News reported that Mary Bruce posted photos of the entrances. She called the genocidal anti-Semitic riot passionate protests. God. They're possessed. They have to be possessed. I can't think of any other. I can't think of anything else. No effort's been made as the Monday morning to remove any of this stuff. Why not? Well, they're just going to do it again. Oh, actually, somebody just sent me a link. Thank you, by the way. The National Park Services are using pressure washers to try to clean it. Not going to work. Got to do other stuff to it. Anyway, no arrests. God bless. Don't miss your host. Be back in a minute.
This is an urgent warning. America is heading for another major financial disaster at an alarming rate. We could see stock prices fall as much as 50%, but this time the crash could be more violent and come faster than you ever imagined. We are Advantage Gold, America's most trusted precious metals company, and we are here to sound the alarm that winter is coming for investors. And now is the time to take actions that may help protect and secure your portfolio with physical precious metals. Want to help protect your hard-earned money before it's too late? Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000 and request our free gold and silver survival kit today. Mention that you heard us on the radio and learn how you could get up to $1,000 in free silver coins. The number is 800-900-8000. Call now to get your free survival kit and see if you qualify for $1,000 in free silver today.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Check with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national health care alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical.
800-876-4024. 800-876-4024. 800-876-4024. That's 800-876-4024.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News Update. Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer has dismissed the GOP proposal linking Ukraine aid to border security.
A group of Senate Republicans released a proposal for border security that they want in exchange for Ukraine funding.
And they know full well what they came up with is a total non-starter.
The White House is downplaying recent polls that indicate President Biden is behind Donald Trump in crucial battleground states. According to a survey conducted by the New York Times and Siena College, Trump is leading Biden in Arizona, Georgia, Michigan, Nevada, and Pennsylvania. Some Disney theme park guests find the wait for popular rides, which can exceed 90 minutes, too long. Reports on social media, corroborated by a book by ex-Disney custodians, claim that some guests resort to defecating while in line. Dave Collins, USA News.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
And that's why yellow makes me sad, I think.
That's interesting. You know what makes me sad?
You do! Maybe we should chug on over to Mamby-Pamby Land, where maybe we can find some self-confidence for you, you jackwagon!
Joe Macedo, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Look, get involved, get engaged. Truly be part of the solution. I mean, seriously, in all seriousness. I really need you to be, up on the issues, know what's going on. And the only way you do that is you got to get informed. All right, well, Cori Bush went off today. You know, it's really funny. I want you to hear this. It's a little long. About a minute and a half. And it was, she goes off on how bad we are, how bad of a country we are, how she serves with, and she's got the exact number. You know, there's been over 1,700 and so many, Congress people that, representatives that have endorsed slavery and yada yada. I'm just, if you listen to her, she is not a statesman. She's not a representative. She's like Barack Obama was, right? Community organizer. It's just amazing when you hear, what is she doing? Why does she want to even be in that body? Why? Because she gets taxpayer dollars to do anything she darn well please, because nobody's stopping her, nobody's slowing her down. Take a listen.
Of a lack of care and a lack of understanding and a lack of seeing the humanity of folks who look like Rashida Tlaib. It's outrageous that my colleagues are blatantly attempting to silence the only Palestinian American representative right here. It's outrageous, but it's not surprising. And let me tell you, it's not surprising because this place is where 1,700 members of Congress, this elected body, enslaved black people. It's not surprising because they thought it was right. It's not surprising because this is a place where members continue to claim that the insurrection on the Capitol just appeared to look like a normal tourist visit. It's not surprising because this is the place where our black and brown staff members repeatedly speak of experiencing racism and sexism, Islamophobia, get pushed off of elevators, xenophobia, and more right here in this workplace. This is.
I would love to get pushed off of elevators. Wow. Yeah, that place, you know. Half of those 90-year-old white folks, I'm sure, are real physical, real violent.
It's the place, and let me say this. She mourns for the 1,400 Israelis.
The lady's time has expired.
She mourns for the 10,000. And she.
And look, her time is up, right? Not entitled, is she? They don't have to follow the rules. Only we do. We need to shut up. We're white people. We need to shut up and go away. Don't you know that? Don't you, I mean, haven't you got the message yet? You keep voting them in. I have no sympathy for those areas that vote these people in. They do absolutely nothing for them. Good for you.
She will not stop. No more.
The gentlelady's time has expired.
She's fired now.
Shut her mic up. She takes the death threat.
Did you all send that?
The gentlelady is no longer recognized. The gentleman from Maryland.
The desire to save lives is greater.
Gentleman from Maryland is recognized.
That's what I said.
We'll reserve. The gentleman from Maryland reserves. The gentleman from Georgia is recognized.
Don't you love it? They get it. They get to do whatever they want to do. It doesn't matter. When AOC is running a meeting or any of the others were running meetings, remember, they would pull people down all the time. They would shut them down. But you better not do it to them, because if you do it to them, it's racist. It's homophobic. It's Islamophobic. It's whatever phobic. I'm sure there's phobics I've left out. Not everything is that. Totally ignoring her anti-Israel comments. Totally ignoring the fact that she has a flag at her office without Israel on it. I guess that's all okay, huh? Joe was your host. Oh, seriously. You have to sit here at times and scratch your head and wonder, my God, what country are these people in? What do they watch on TV? What do they know? Don't get me. No. Gotta breathe. Oh, and guess what? Chinese dictator Xi Jinping, yeah, he's decided to meet with business leaders in San Francisco. I wonder how he got that ability to do that. So he's set to attend a dinner with the top U.S. executives during his visit to San Francisco for the Asia-Pacific Economic Cooperation Summit. Now, hundreds are expected to the dinner, including CEOs from major U.S. corporations. The Biden administration and China have been working to stabilize relations this year. So that's the best way to do it, right? You know, you see what they're doing out in the South China Sea. You see what's happening and what they're doing in their area of the world. How they're, you know, fueling Iran. Right? Working with Russia. And yeah, let's do this. Let's have a nice sit-down dinner. Talk about all the great stuff that's going on. The unicorns and rainbows that make everybody so happy. Officials from both nations, including U.S. Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen, Secretary of State Blinken, and the Chinese Foreign Minister Wang Yi, have traveled to meet with their counterparts in recent months. Now they're going to pull it all together, including Joey B., who probably will have no clues to who he's meeting with. It'd be great if he walked off in the middle of that conversation, right? So his visit, the Chinese president dictator, sorry, visit to the U.S., they're trying to ease the concerns of foreign investors. No, you foreign investors, don't give in. Don't give them the money they want. Don't do the things they want you to do. You're making them stronger so they can work against us. They already own about 90% of our pharmaceuticals. And you saw how that worked out for us. They even threatened us if we didn't back off, we weren't going to get what we needed. Doesn't that scare you? Recent surveys indicate that Western executives are apprehensive about conducting business with China, right? They see what's going on. They see what actions are being taken by the Chinese government to include, these geopolitical tensions, the economic slowdowns, detention of employees. And you got Chinese businessmen that have just popped, gone. Right? I mean, and funny, this is right on the heels of Governor Nuisance being there and getting back. So something is up. Right? I don't know. What is it? California become its own country? Please. Anyway. Some of you may have seen that video in the news of Father. That probably one of the few that had a license to carry a gun in California, in Los Angeles County to be exact. And he was willing to die for the for his family, he said. He's coming back from the coffee shop. And these guys, you know, they were at the front of his driveway at the wall when he came in. They jumped over the wall and came after him. I mean, brazen, right there. He knew his son and daughter were in the house. And I mean, his daughter and his wife. And they had no idea that he had a license to carry a gun. Obviously, thank God. So they came at him. He says, I have a 5-month-old baby and a wife and a nanny in the house. I wasn't going to let anything happen to them. Look, here's the thing. When it comes to these fights, they're not coming in to walk away. They're coming in to do harm, and even already knowing they're going to kill you. Let that sink in. What are you supposed to do? Let that happen? He said he felt somebody behind him put a pistol in his back. He said the man was not only incredibly, I mean, you got to think about this. I don't know if I would have done it the same way. The robber could have easily pulled the trigger before he had a chance to grab his own firearm. And again, wouldn't there be a shock factor? Anyway. The family filed a report with LAPD's Olympic Division. And, you know, again, the homeowner said that they arrested the thugs. But we'll see. We'll see what will happen. Just the mere fact that, again, he had a gun. He was able to turn around, protect himself, protect his family. What would have happened, do you think? You think if they said, hey, we're good. Just, you know, what do you want? What do you want in the house? I'll give it to you. Oh, you want my wife and my baby? Sure, here you go. You know that's how it was going to work out. You know that's how it was going to happen. Thugs don't work like that, especially when you're that brazen, nothing's going to stop them. Right? 855-REAL-JOE. 855-732-5563. Listen, don't go far. Got a lot more after the break. Come on back.
It's obvious the unthinkable is happening. With all the recent media distractions, most folks never saw it coming. But a few did. Their guts told them something very wrong was going on. And now the headlines are proving them right. The people in charge keep telling you that everything's fine and to stop noticing. But you know better. Folks are investing in emergency food storage. And you should too. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, are the ones you can trust. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling 3-month emergency food kits. Each contains tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one for each family member. My Patriot Supply also sells biomass stoves, off-grid room heaters for when the power goes out, gravity-powered water filters, heirloom seeds, and survival gear that may come in handy soon. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today. It's time to prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Let me tell you a story about Bill. Bill was a normal guy in his 50s. He had back surgery about 2 years ago. Bill was in a lot of pain. He dealt with his pain by taking the Percocets his doctor prescribed for him. Bill took more and more and more of them to help with the pain, until one day the prescriptions weren't enough to get rid of Bill's pain. Then one day Bill found someone to help him get rid of the pain with illegal drugs he didn't need a prescription for. Fast forward to today. Bill lost his job and his family. The only thing he does have is his drug dealer. If you know Bill's story and you don't want to end up like Bill, call the Detox and Treatment Helpline right now. To get away and get treatment.
800-296-1327. 800-296-1327. 800-296-1327. Call right now. Help is standing by. 800-296-1327.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy.
Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay Heating Pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay Heating Pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Last night never happened, and I'm going to marry him, and you and I are going to take this to our coffin.
I can't do that.
Why not?
I'm in love with you.
Snap out of it!
All right. We are back. I'm senior host. Always a pleasure. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Get involved, get engaged. Truly be part of the solution. MyPillow.com, he's having a great sale right now. Christmas is going to be here before you know, before you snap your finger, before you get in the kitchen to get that next cup of coffee. And if you're looking to buy some decent stuff, I mean, well-made, things that you use around the house, you can get them there. He's got slippers and bathrobes, towels, pillowcases, sheets, all kinds of great things there that you can buy. He's from this country. He makes the stuff in this country. He keeps Americans working. He's paying American taxes. Why wouldn't you want to use him? Besides, he makes a way for guys like me to make a few bucks online. And if you use promo code Joe, MyPillow.com, using promo code Joe, we'll get you 30 to 70%. Depending on what you buy, check it out online. We'll get you 30 to 70% off. Now, what else could you want? He's talking about a return policy all the way through the end of, I think it's the end of March. So if you really hate it and you buy it for somebody and you're having a hard time getting it back and you finally get it back and you send it back for, he's just sending you a full refund. Who does that? Anyway, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Figure it out. All right. How many of you got teenagers? Raise your hand so I can tell. I know whether to do the story or not. Anyway. Apparently, one in six teens now admits to drowsy driving. Anyway, you cut people, it's impaired driving, even young people, worse for them. They're not used to anything getting in the way when they're driving. So in Utah, there were three people that were hospitalized. Now, the kids, the young man, tested clean, no drugs, no booze kind of thing. But he was drowsy, fell asleep. And as they check more and more into this, you find exactly many teens are driving while they feel drowsy. They don't think it's really dangerous. Not like distracted driving, which is really funny because it is dangerous. You're impaired. It's no different than having two or three drinks and trying to get in a car and react quickly. That's only one of a bunch of stuff that was revealed in the 2023 Drowsy Driving Survey for the National Sleep Foundation. I guess they interviewed over 1,000 teenagers. They went on to say that one in the six teens reported having driving while drowsy during their first 2 years behind the wheel. A vast majority, 95% of teens acknowledge that drowsy driving is dangerous, but they don't think it's as dangerous as drunk driving or being drugged. I'll tell you, I used to work a lot, drive a lot. I would simply pull over to the side of the road. I know it's kind of dangerous, too, and take a 15-20-minute nap. Did me wonders. It's important to note that the drowsy driving is impaired driving unequivocally, right? And Dzierzewski, the PhD and Vice President of Research in Scientific Affairs at NSF, he's all over this. And the teens don't think, they're not getting enough sleep anyhow. But part of that is because you're allowing them to take their phones to bed with them, and they're texting away, working away, doing stuff on their phones before they go to sleep. So some of these kids, you're going to find out when I have somebody who deals with, teen problems, that a lot of these kids aren't getting to bed early. A lot of them aren't. They may head upstairs between 9 and 10, but they're not falling asleep till 2 or 3. It's really not helping them. So you got to do everything you can to help them out. Help them get to sleep. Help them shut their brain off. And teens who have jobs say they're even worse. They're more likely to have driven while fatigued, out cold, very tired, or whatever, or having a problem keeping their eyes open. Very scary. Anyway, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And listen, if you want me to do a certain story, a certain author, a certain something, send me an email. I don't burn them like other people do. I'll look at them and try to, see what I can do with it. And the other thing, too, is send me the author, send me a topic, send me some bullet points. Why would I be interested in doing the story? Really? Anyway, these stories are everywhere. Now, see, the problem is that sometimes the stuff you guys send me, I can't do right away because I need to check it out. Well, not that I don't trust you, but I don't trust you. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Love to hear what you had to say about it. And I love that the people are screaming about those voting machines in Pennsylvania that are causing a problem. Their votes not going to count, whatever. And I think we should tell them. I think we should make sure these things work. I think we should get out in front of these issues and know what's happening. And make sure they hear our voice, because it'd be a great place to go to later on and say, hey, Your Honor, or whoever, we saw this happening. We told you, but you did nothing. That's not cool. That's what keeps us from, believing any. Just get informed. When you see it happen, take a picture. Do whatever you're going to do. Go to the proper authorities. Get somebody to listen to you. I know it's frustrating as heck. I run into it all the time. I hate it. Right? But you got to do something. If you don't do something, they're going to keep getting away with it. They're going to think you're okay with it. There's so much Trump stuff. No, really, in all sincerity, there's so much Trump stuff out there to deal with. But I think you guys have been hearing about it most of the day, so why would I want to keep doing it? No, really. I got a lot of crazy stories tucked aside. We've got Brad Dacus joining us in the next hour, which it's a big deal. You know, in Ohio, this is, I don't understand this. I don't understand all the screaming and yelling. You know, by the conservatives. We've heard it before. But now you're seeing in some of these more conservative states, they're actually working abortion into the Constitution. We're talking about taking a life up into birth. How do they justify that in your own mind? Really? I'm always amazed. Anyway. Now, social media, that's why I asked you to go over to MyPillow. They're still slowing us down to a crawl. Well, Ohio voters did send some great messages. You know, and Ohioans voted in a landslide number to amend the state's constitution to enshrine a woman's right to kill her baby. But it didn't stop there. If you read through the bill, if you understand what they were trying to put on there, it's a quote-unquote reproductive, yeah, they bought the hype again. It's a reproductive rights bill. Now, what that means, it could go as far as paying for allowing the transgender surgeries under this law or under this amendment. It could allow a 12-year-old to start making their own medical decisions under this amendment. And I don't think they knew that. Period. If you took an issue, right, in this radical proposal, whether you're pro-choice, pro-life, it just goes much too far. Would enshrine in our Constitution, according to one person, the right to have an abortion up to birth and any other time during a pregnancy. How do you do that as a doctor, though? How do you look at that face and the hands and the fingers, knowing you're stopping the heartbeat of a living human being? Right? And they could, like in Connecticut, they were pushing to put it on the table, especially if it suffered or if it came back from an abortion. You could actually leave it on the table to die. Wasn't that nice? I mean, seriously. And it's the messaging. We need to learn how to message. It's just amazing. And not be afraid to do it. We're afraid to do it. That's what I'm saying. I'm saying to you is that I see it all the time at my school board meetings, city council meetings across the country, school. You know, it shouldn't take a massively bad policy to get you out. Somebody should be out there checking on a regular basis what these people are voting on. You need to bring up your concerns and solutions. Don't just have 100 people come up with concerns. Anyway. love it. And again, you can change things. Not that hard. Show up and do some. You can change it. All right. This is amazing. Now, the news is trying to paint the picture of this story in a totally different way, but you won't be surprised when you hear it. A Jewish man that was killed in California. The protesters were shouting Allahu Akbar or whatever the terminology is. And he was killed after he was struck in the head by a pro-Hamas goon. There's no other way to put it. It's not right. You don't kill somebody because you have an argument with them. You don't kill. If you're killing somebody because of their religious belief, if you're killing somebody because of their nationality, it's a hate crime. Goodbye to you. And they get the whole thing on film. God bless. Don't go far. A lot more coming up with Brad Dinkins on the other side of the break. You're listening to the Joe Mazzulla Show.